Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Thursday, 4th of July. I'm going to spare you my insights into the world today. I've got a lot on. Disappointing to wake up and see that Chile score, I'll be honest. It does make you look stupid at times. I got the over 2.5 right, and obviously I just did not ever envisage I would wake up and see 3-0 Peru. So apologies if you did back them. Genuinely thought, well, they were great value. That's half the problem when you bet on numbers only, is you can be made to look stupid, because when it goes against you, people say, well, what was he doing there? The market did make them favourites. I thought they were, well, they were big value. I'm not going to say I thought they were, but obviously I didn't see it. They obviously just didn't turn up. And the over 2.5, which did shorten through the day, came in courtesy of three Peru goals. But yeah, these things happen. Sorry about that one. An okay day on the nags. The shorty I mentioned shortened right up and won each way placed, came second. And the trade, I was out, but I'm told, that I haven't even checked myself, but it traded to 1.2 something, I believe. So decent there, and on a good run with those at the minute. Obviously, if people chop and change and dive in and do them and have a loser, I can't do out about that. It's one of them. I think you've either got to do it or not do it. Over time, they will make money. Just before we get on today's, I've only got horses, so I haven't got any football, but just before we get on to that, I made an absolute pig's ear of setting the WhatsApp trading group up for the seminar. 29 people yesterday. I do apologise if you got several emails over that. The link I've sent this morning, and I sent it late last night, is correct. I know a lot of you have joined, but if you came to a seminar in 2019 and you haven't yet joined the WhatsApp group, then please do check your emails and things. The correct group is called FTS Trading Group 2019, and I will send some test messages later this afternoon. The final Ultimate Spaces will open dead on 7 p.m. this evening. So if you're looking to join Ultimate, 7 p.m. this evening, that will be on the website, FTS Ultimate, under the football menu. I will send an email, I will tweet, but that will be good to go at 7 o'clock. And again, it's limited spaces, and I'll close it once we're full. Right, I think that is it. Yeah, that is it. I've just got to give you some information for today. So the shorty is, he says, and now all of a sudden he's got himself in, what am I looking at? The trade is at Perth. Let's start with the trade. The trade is in the 3.10 at Perth. Welcome, Ben. Good round this track. It meets second witness in court, sorry, on better terms, £4 better terms. Expect a decent run from it, currently round about between 5 or 6, so I am again relatively confident that we should get a half decent trade out of that one. So that is Welcome Ben in the 3.10 at Perth. The shorty is over in Ireland at Tipperary. Thomas Hobson, currently 2.18. Again, this may well shorten up. Anything sort of 5 to 6 or lower, I probably wouldn't be getting involved. But if you can get sort of 5 to 6 and above, then do crack on. I can't put you off that one. And the each way, I do apologise, I'm just trying to find these horses on Betfair while I'm talking to you, because an organised person would have all the tabs open with the right horses listed. But the other one I'm looking at, and I've got myself in a right old shambles here with these, bear with me, I do apologise. There it is. Yeah, it is. It's over in Ireland again in the 8.25, four places on Betfair. Mother's Best. So the each way selection is Mother's Best in the 8.25 at Tipperary. So we've got 8.25 Tipperary Mother's Best, 7.20 Tipperary as the win selection, Thomas Hobson, and 3.10 at Perth, the trade, Welcome Ben, which is £4 better off with Witness in Court. So hopefully we get a good run from all three of those today. No football. As I say, ultimate 7 o'clock tonight. If you came to a trading seminar, do have a look at the WhatsApp if you haven't done. Look for the link. If you haven't got the link, email me. Apologies also, I did send some people a link yesterday to WhatsApp. Just had an absolute nightmare with the email system, so it went out to people it shouldn't have, and that was subsequently corrected. So if you've got that, just call me an idiot and ignore it. That's it. Oh, it's 4th of July, so happy Independence Day to any of our American friends. You've got your sort of Kim Jong-un parade, haven't you, with the old fucking blonde wigged numpty getting his tanks and flipping things out. What an absolute knob, but there we go. Said I wasn't going to talk about politics today, but you can't help yourself at times. Right, sorry, that has been an absolute shambles of a podcast. Enjoy your day, and I will be back in a more organised state tomorrow morning. Have a lovely one.